Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly from Seaman High School with the KWCA podcast. With us on the line today is Bill Ross, who is your 2019 KWCA 6A Coach of the Year. The Panthers broke through in 2019 with the prize they eluded Ross since taking over the program in 2001. Derby captured the program's sixth state title when it edged Manhattan by 3 points. Coach Ross was a two-time state runner-up for powerhouse Arc City in the mid-80s. After graduating from Kansas Wesleyan, he began his career as an assistant at Salina Central and later took on the head coaching position at Sabetha before his current run at Derby. With us on the line again is Coach Bill Ross from Derby. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Coach Kelly. It's an honor to be here, and I appreciate you taking the time to have me on the podcast today.
All right, my honor. So you were an assistant under Hall of Fame coach Gary Harding at Salina Central and wrestled in high school for another Hall of Famer, the legendary Wayne Jackson from Arc City. When I think of those two, phrases like no-nonsense, hard-nosed, attention to detail, get the job done come to mind. When I think of you and your coaching style, the same phrases come to mind. What influence did these two have on you, and who else do you point as having helped you in your coaching journey?
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, for you to mention my name with those guys and to say that some of my teams resemble some of their coaching styles, that's a tremendous honor for me, and I appreciate those kind words, Coach. The thing I'd say about those two guys, not only are they great coaches and had great athletes and great teams, the thing that stands out the most to me about those two guys is their character. They coach from the heart. They coach with passion. You pretty much talked about the hard-nosed work ethic that their kids displayed on the mat. Tell you what, when you got good character that those guys have, they give their programs 100% all the time, and they demand and expect nothing less than 100% out of their athletes. And they're just good people. You know, they tell you that they're going to do something, they do it. Coaching from the heart and being sincere, that's pretty much what I picked up from those guys. And just having good character and being a good person, that's pretty much what I've taken from those guys. And to this day, I still am very proud to call those guys great friends of mine. And they're very high at the top of my list as far as greatest people that I've ever met, as far as I've been alive on this earth. So, yeah, that means a lot. And hopefully some of my guys can display what their teams have done. And that's just kind of the way I coach it, to the best of my ability like they do.
All right. Well, you learned well. So who else do you point to as having helped you in your coaching journey?
Well, I've got to mention the guys that actually laid the foundation for me. Started wrestling when I was like 6 years old and weighed all about 32 pounds. But those kids club coaches probably about 45 years ago, man, Bobby Burr, guys like Bobby Burr and Don McBride, and a lot of people familiar with Jimmy Ramirez, and a guy that's no longer with us, Harold Talley, a couple of twins, Herb and Chuck Banks. All those guys had a big influence on me and my wrestling career, and they kind of laid the foundation as far as some of the technique and, some of the discipline and conditioning and stuff that's involved. And I'll always be forever grateful to those guys. I always tell people that ask me, there's three things that basically molded me in my life that kind of made me what I am today. And that's the sport of wrestling. I had great parents, and the man upstairs, good Lord. So I also had, like I said, great, great parents and people that got me started out in the sport and great coaches. And I'm just very, very, very thankful for all that stuff.
So you were head coach at Sabetha for 6 years prior to taking over at Derby. By my calculations, you will be starting your 19th season at Derby this year. I have known you casually over the last decade or two, and two things come to mind. You haven't aged a bit, and your enthusiasm for the sport and the kids are as high energy as ever. What is it about wrestling and coaching that is such a good fit for you?
Well, Coach Kelly, I tell you, it makes it easy when you wake up every morning and you get to go do a job that you love to do. I knew from a very early age, pretty much ever since I was doing Little League wrestling there in Arc City, that I wanted to become a coach. And I'm very fortunate that everything has worked out for me, and it's enabled me to actually have the career that I have and to actually be doing it as long as I have. you know, I'm still excited to see kids succeed, and I just love what I'm doing. You know, it's kind of hard, I imagine, if you do a job that you really don't love to do year in and year out, it'd probably be pretty hard to get up every day and go do that. But I think it's easy for me to have that enthusiasm because I wake up every morning looking forward to having hopefully another day to coach and to teach and to be around kids and whatnot. So I'm glad that that shows through you know, my actions, and hopefully I can keep that going for a little while.
So Derby has 6 state wrestling titles to its credit. With its long history and success, it's certainly seen as one of the premier programs in the state of Kansas. Of the 6 state titles, 3 occurred in the 70s, 1975, 76, and 78, and 2 in the 80s, 1985 and back-to-back 1986. The 2019 title ended a 33-year drought for the Panthers. Was there any personal or outside pressure on you to break through with the state championship?
Well, I tell you what, I'd be lying if I said there wasn't any pressure. But a lot of times, pressure is self-imposed. I put a lot of that pressure on myself. You know, the city of Derby and a lot of the alumni guys and the community, it's a pretty big wrestling town, and they accepted me very well and never really made me feel like there was pressure. But, you know, you can kind of feel certain things and kind of put the pressure on myself. But I always tried to realize that if I continue to do things the way I'm doing, you know, do what I know is right, coach from the heart, like I was talking about earlier, figured the law of averages, it's bound to happen. So, yeah, if I had to say there wasn't any pressure, I'd probably be lying, but there again is pretty much self-imposed. And I'm just fortunate that we were able to get over the hump this year. It feels pretty good, but it feels good not only for myself, of course, but for all the kids and the community and the school and all the alumni guys that have supported me and this program over all the years. And yeah, so I guess if there's any pressure, it pretty much was basically put on by my own self, I'd say.
So I want to run the numbers because I know that you won't and maybe don't even know what your numbers are. Only one time did a Bill Ross coach Derby team finish outside in the top 10 at state, and that was way back in 2004. You have 4 third-place trophies, 4 runner-up trophies, in addition to the championship trophy of this year. That means that half of your teams have come home with a trophy at state. So it's been a remarkable run indeed. I have to ask, though, about the run from 2008 to 2011. During those 4 years, the Panthers finished 2nd, 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 and 3rd, 1 spot behind Goddard in each of those years. In 2008, you were just 5.5 points out of first, and in 2010, by the slim margin of 1.5 points. Tell us about that rivalry.
Man, I tell you what, Coach, I don't usually talk a whole lot about those trophies that we brought home because it kind of sounds like you're bragging or something like that. But when I do talk about it, I tell people that, you know, it's not bragging because all them trophies either had a number 2 on it or a number 3 on it, and none of them had a number 1 on it, which, you know, that's been our goal for a long time. But we are proud of those accomplishments. I will say that, man, that's a lot of 2nd, 3rd place trophies, but, man, I wonder what Goddard's trophy case looks like. They got a lot of number 1s on their trophies for sure. But I tell you what, answering your question, especially about the 2008 state tournament, if you allow me to talk about it here for just a second, that one really stands out in my mind. We always, that's the one that our wrestlers probably almost get tired of hearing about because I bring it to their attention quite often. We had a terrible first day, and this was the year that State was actually at Coke Arena for that 1 year, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know what the deal was with the Coliseum, but we had to go to Coke Arena. And, man, after the first day, I didn't think we had a terrible day, and we were, you know, expected to make a run at it with Goddard. And after the first day, after all the dust settled, I go home, and I told the wife, I said, we had a bad day. We're losing by 52 points to Goddard. You know, Goddard put 7 guys in the finals. We put 2 guys in the finals. I told the wife, I said, man, probably going to have to wait another year because I don't know, you know, if we got what it takes to even make a run at anything. You know, a little bit bummed out, a little bit down. But Came back second game. Guys kind of regrouped a little bit. We started winning matches on the backside, and we started making a little bit of a run. Well, Goddard couldn't score any points because, heck, all their guys was in the finals, and we had all these guys on the backside. But long story short, we had a pretty good day. Kept putting guys through the backside, pinning guys here, pinning guys there. The crowd is starting to pick up on what's going on, and, you know, they're starting to get louder and louder each round. And, heck, before you knew it, we had eight guys in for third and fourth, not fifth and sixth, but in for third and fourth. And by the time the finals rolled around, we had a 17-point lead on Goddard. And I was pretty proud of that. The little break before the finals, were sitting there with a 17-point lead, and I'm sitting there in McDonald's parking lot. It's kind of starting to snow just a little bit. It's kind of cooling. The snow's coming down. I was at peace, and I was like, man, no matter what happens, you know, we had a heck of a run, and couldn't be more proud of these guys. And anyway, try to wrap this story up a little bit. We ended up having one state champ that year and a state runner-up. I think Goddard had like six state champs out of seven, and I believe it was 4.5 points or 5.5 points, like you said. But man, I couldn't have been more proud of a group of guys and their effort and the way they wrestled on the backside. So we try to tell our kids that everybody wants to be an individual state champion. So we try to preach that you always wrestle on the front side of the bracket for yourself, because everybody wants to be a state champ, an individual state champ. So we wrestle the front side of that bracket for ourselves. And then if you get knocked down to that backside, that's for your team. So we're fortunate that, at least me and you both, we're fortunate that we coach a sport where you can be a state champion twice in the same year. If you can't be an individual state champ, you can certainly be a team state champ. And those guys, they wanted to be team state champs, and they made a heck of a run at it. So come up just a little bit short, but man, that really stands out in my mind as a fun tournament.
Man, what a great message. So I'm also curious about the 2003-2004 season. During your first season at Derby in 2001-2, you duplicated the state third place finish from the previous season. The next 2 years, Derby finished ninth and out of the top 10 in 2004. So ninth in 2003, out of the top 10 in 2004. Your lowest finish in your other 16 state tournaments is fifth. What was it about those 2 years that stands out, and what did you do to get the program back on track?
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, I wish I could come in here and tell you that, you know, when I got the job at Derby, I came in and I restructured the kids' program, and I did this and I did that to get this thing back on track. But to be honest with you, I didn't really have to do a whole lot. It was just kind of a transition period. I talked to some of the old-timers, and I got to know them when I first come to town. And they're saying, man, Coach Ross, you inherited a pretty good team, but you got a little bit of a dry spell for the next few years. But if you can weather the storm, you're going to be okay, and this and that. It was just a matter of timing, and I've never really had to do a whole lot as far as, you know, go down and restructure the kids' program. You know, the kids' program actually got started back in 1967 here at Derby, if you don't mind me telling you just a little history lesson.
Oh, absolutely. That's interesting. Yes.
Yes, sir. Tom Fowles, with the help of his wife, Iris, they got the program started in 1967 in his garage, and they just threw down some carpet. And it started with like four or five guys. And then Jim Knoll joined in, and who was also later on to become the high school coach. But it started out with like four or five guys in Tom Faust's garage, and then it kind of slowly over the years grew and grew and grew to what it was today. I didn't have to come in and rearrange anything. I think the key was getting our former state wrestlers and high school wrestlers involved in the program. About the time I got here, I was fortunate that Mike Morrow became the head coach, who placed at Derby in the mid-70s. And then Jeff Smith took over, and about that time, Craig Lindsay started helping out. Brian Wells, Lee Knoll, all those guys were former high school wrestlers. And, you know, I attribute a lot of my success with the job that they did to keep the program rolling and they've done a great job, you know, ever since I've been here. Now they're starting to kind of phase out a little bit. We've got other ex-wrestlers taking over the program. You know, you walk in into our wrestling room and you see fathers, you see sons, you see uncles and cousins all up on that wall. And, you know, when you got that going on and got that up on your wall, you know, you got a great tradition, a great program, and it just kind of feeds itself. So I feel just very fortunate to be a part of something like this and doing my best to try to protect this tradition and keep it rolling the best I can.
So as you look back on your coaching career, what memories stand out most to you?
Oh, I tell you what, I know I could go on for hours talking about, you know, great individual matches and great memories. And but I think mostly just overall, just some of the great kids that I've had the opportunity to coach over the years, whether it be, you know, state champs or whether it be that kid on JV just trying to win his first match and just getting to know the kid and his character. All the great coaches that, you know, that we've had to, since I've been around, had a chance to do. I mean, even back when I was at Sabetha, you know, getting to wrestle against Effingham and Coach Flores and some of his great teams. And, you know, they won state 2 years when I was there, and they had some great kids. And then coming to Derby and having some fantastic duels with Goddard and some great duels with Arc City and the coaches, you know, of those programs. I remember, heck, battling a lot of regionals with Manhattan. I think we tied 1 year. But, you know, and all the battles at state with, you know, Wichita Heights, you know, several years ago with Coach Church and, you know, just all the great people that I've met along the way, and the great kids, great parents and families. I mean, just that's the only way I could probably sum it up is that just the journey, you know, the overall journey has just been wonderful.
Right. So when you think back to your early years at Salina Central in Sabetha, did you envision the kind of success that you have had to this point now at Derby?
You know what, maybe not to this extent, but I guess the answer to that question would probably be yes. You know, you got to dream big to accomplish big things, Coach, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know for sure, and not preaching to anybody, but I've always, like I said, I'm doing what I always love to do, and I've always had high goals. Like I say, I was mentored by some Hall of Fame coaches, some great guys like Coach Jackson and Coach Harding, and another great mentor since I got to Derby was longtime Hall of Fame coach Eldon Edwards. And you know, just you got to think big and dream big to accomplish big things. And you know, yeah, I'd say I envisioned it happening. I'm just fortunate that it has.
So outside of wrestling, what are some special interests or hobbies that you enjoy?
Well, I'll tell you what, as you know, coaching wrestling takes up a lot of time, a ton of time, time away from your family. When I have free time, I just enjoy being with my family and watching my youngest daughter. Believe it or not, I still got a 9-year-old daughter, and enjoy watching her soccer and enjoy watching all of her sports. And I've enjoyed over the years watching, you know, my son Cooper wrestle as much as possible, and my other daughter run cross country, and both my daughters volleyball. So just spending time with my family. We love to fish. I love going out and fishing with any little bit of free time that we have and just kind of hanging out with the family. That's about as good as it gets right there, along with coaching wrestling for sure.
All right. Amen to that. So you had a good group of seniors from the class of 2019, including your son Cooper, as you mentioned, and state champions Squires, Lindsay, and Wills. I'm sure it will be a bit of adjustment not having that group around, but I'm as certain that the Panthers will once again be in contention when the home stretch of the 2020 season is upon us. Give us an outlook of the season. Who do you expect to build on last year's success, and what newcomers may make an impact?
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Kelly, we did graduate a very special group of seniors. I know every year coaches can look back and say, man, I'm really going to miss this group. And you know, special kids, but this group in particular is kind of a group, especially when you have your own son, you know, wrestling at the junior level. These guys all grew up together. They all started when they were about 5 or 6 years old, so I was able to kind of be with these kids and fortunate enough to work with them and watch them grow and all the way up into high school. And then, you know, unfortunately, as a high school coach, you miss out during the season, watching your own son participate and thank God for track wrestling, being able to keep track of it on your phone, you know, to be able to kind of see how he's doing and the phone calls back and forth with mama to see how things are going. But this is a very special group of kids, not only talent-wise, but they're just great kids with great character. I didn't have to worry about this group getting in a whole lot of trouble. They made good grades. And, yeah, it's going to be tough moving on. We're going to miss these kids for sure. There's no doubt about that, Coach. But tell you what, looking forward to the new crop of guys that we got. We lost seven of them that moved on. A couple of them wrestling for Oklahoma State. And Crew Squires right now is going to Wichita State and looking at maybe doing some wrestling. We got Westmoreland and Mahalo. They both went to Pratt. And then my son Cooper, he went on to the Army. Had an opportunity to wrestle a couple different places in college, but had a lot of concussions. But so they're going to go move on and do great things. There's no doubt in my mind those kids have great character. Ronnie Washington is playing football at Bethany, and they're all moving on and going to do great things. Looking to the future, we got four guys that placed the state last year that are returning to our team, and we got one guy kind of flying low under the radar that placed fourth as a sophomore, and he was ineligible to wrestle due to some situations, but he's back ready to go for us as a senior. So we got five state placers and some pretty nice JV guys that are ready to step up, and pretty nice group of little freshmen coming in that they saw that, you know, the success that we've been having, and I know they're anxious and chomping at the bit to see what they can do, and I'm anxious to see what these guys can do and hopefully be sitting in their corner to help them out a little bit and ride the bus and go watch those guys compete.
All right. Well, we've been visiting with Bill Ross, the 2019 KWCA 6A Coach of the Year. Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us today. Congratulations on your past success and good luck in 2019-20.
Coach Kelly, thank you for the opportunity, man. You're doing great things for our sport and enjoy listening to your other podcasts and keep up the good work, man. You're doing great. Thank you again.
Thank you. That's all for this edition of the KWCA Podcast. This has been Patrick Kelly reminding you to get your registration in for the 2019 KWCA Fritz Noah Fall Clinic, slated for October 4th and 5th in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.